The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, the fastest hour on radio.
800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Dial that number to become part of the conversation on the program today, a program that lasts a little less than an hour. It'll be over before you know it, which is why we encourage you to get in queue as soon as you hear something that piques your interest. 800-923-9385. The Facebook page open and ready for your input. Facebook.com/The Patriot Detroit. Facebook.com/The Patriot Detroit. And, of course, find out what we're doing in the community as well as online at PatriotDetroit.com. PatriotDetroit.com. And, of course, I am reminded at this particular point in time that one of the greatest declarations in world history is our own Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But what about that pursuit of life? It seems as though our government is marshaling every force, every bureaucracy, every loophole it can to snuff out the lives of unborn children. This in the aftermath of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and maybe because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, they have an effort on steroids at this particular point in time, an effort to declare as a national health emergency abortion. You heard me correctly. A national health emergency regarding abortion. That is what they want us to buy into at this particular point in time. And one of the reasons they want us to buy into it is because they're the government, and they can, if they choose to do so, force you to, however comfortably or uncomfortably, comply. 800-923-9385, or at least that's what they believe. There is a man in Philadelphia, his name's Mark Houck. He found out that by non-compliance, the government can attempt to try and make things very uncomfortable for you. Mark Houck is a Christian who gives expression to his faith through the Catholic Church and a couple of organizations that he is involved in through the Catholic Church. He leads a men's group called the King's Men, a spiritual formation group. He also volunteers time to protest, but in a very loving, very caring way, do sidewalk counseling to help protect the lives of the unborn in front of abortion clinics in the state where he lives. And when he goes out there, sometimes he goes out with his 12-year-old son who likes to accompany his dad. He's one of seven children in a family that is being raised with Judeo-Christian values in the state of Pennsylvania and in the Philadelphia area. But fact of the matter is, instead of being left alone to live life for his own sake and for the sake of his own family, the government want to interfere with Mark Houck's life and have chosen to try and do so with regard to his sidewalk counseling efforts. More about that in a moment as well. 800-923-9385. 800-923-WDTK. First off, what the government is really trying to do is, I guess, make you believe they have the right to enforce abortion on demand in 50 states, even though it has now been essentially outlawed with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And that discussion has now expanded the Democrat process by bouncing the discussion, the debate, if you will, and the legal wrangling back to the various states. That's an expansion of democracy, an expansion of democracy. But that irritates the heck out of the Biden administration, out of the statists, out of those who want the expansion of government power, particularly in this area. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. According to an article that appears at National Review, a federal jury Monday acquitted Catholic pro-life activist Mark Houck. He was charged with violating the FACE Act over a 2021 skirmish with Planned Parenthood volunteer outside a Pennsylvania clinic. The FACE Act prohibits, quote, violent, threatening, damaging, and obstructive conduct intended to injure, intimidate, or interfere with the right to seek, obtain, or provide reproductive health services, end quote. Houck was accused of physically assaulting Bruce Love, 72-year-old clinic escort, in October 2021. However, Houck said he spoke outside of the abortion clinics each week and sometimes brought his 12-year-old son with him. Said he shoved Love after the clinic escort, you know, who helps women get to the clinic, enter the clinic, and then procure whatever service they're there for, typically an abortion. Mark Houck shoved Love after the clinic escort invaded his 12-year-old son's personal space, yelling at him in rather profane fashion. Now, that being the case, he had simply to put his hand on Mr. Love's chest, as it were, and move him back out of his son's personal space and ask him to stop cussing and swearing at his kid. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Now, that's kind of a backdrop to what I'm about to say with regard to what the government is currently up to. What's the government currently up to? On the one hand, you have Americans exercising their right to not only free speech, but to their right to, you know, exercise that free speech by volunteering to protect unborn life while not at the same time preventing any woman from making her own decision about an abortion. The Biden administration sees this as a threat to the, quote, reproductive rights of women all over this country. This is the threat they say they want to address, which is why they are now entertaining the notion of invoking a national health emergency with regard to abortion, because in doing so, the government would then accrue unto itself powers to enforce what they claim are the abortion rights of women to procure these abortions all across the country and de facto reinvigorate abortion on demand in the 50 states under emergency provision. Can you believe that? 800-923-9385. They're saying that a woman's ability to abort a child is a right that is threatened by someone who has a difference of opinion. And not only is it threatened by those who have a difference of opinion, it must be protected by the government with an emergency authorization that would then empower the government to do an end run around whatever a state decides with regard to the debates, the votes taken in those states on the abortion issue, to the extent that women would be able to procure those abortions as a result of the emergency authorization. Do you understand? 800-923-9385. Xavier Becerra, Secretary of Health and Human Services, says that the government is working furiously behind the scenes to find out whether or not they can put together a scheme that would allow this particular emergency authorization to actually take place, even though the government has beforehand said that just such an authorization would be a leap and not necessarily a productive move on the part of the government. So what's changed? 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. The government, of course, wants to push its pro-death agenda, regardless of what voters decide, regardless of what the Supreme Court says, particularly in matters like Roe v. Wade, and to that extent is looking to invoke this emergency authorization just as soon as they think they have legal grounds to do so. But can they come up with a legal ground to do so? Well, there's at least one attorney who says he doesn't think so. He's Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. He says there is a way to stop this.
I think you can get a preliminary injunction, and here's the reason why. The Hyde Amendment, which has been around for now 30 years, specifically states that you cannot use federal funds for accessing abortion. That would include funds from the federal government given to the states to be used for travel for people to go to states that have abortion laws, so they call it destination abortion travel. That would be a violation of the Hyde Amendment. So I think what you do, and I think we're looking at this already, is prepare to go to federal court, because what you can do is get what's called an injunction, like a temporary restraining order, but here you'd want it to go more than 14 days. TROs are only good for 14 days. A preliminary injunction could go on for months. Get a preliminary injunction, then get declaratory relief. What declaratory relief means, you get an injunction in place saying you can't use the federal funds to give to the states for this abortion activity.
And there's a little more. And Jay Sekulow is going to tell us exactly what that is when we come back.
Are you concerned about outliving your money? How would you like to have guaranteed growth in a lifetime of income you can never outlive? Join Bill Duggan for the Safe Money Radio Show on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on FM 101.5 and AM 1400 The Patriot. Listen to the Safe Money Radio Show with host Bill Duggan. Call to receive your complimentary customized Safe Money book and Safe Money information kit. Call Bill Duggan now at 844-647-7233. That's 844-647-7233.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
The Duel in the D, presented by Meijer, featuring the Michigan Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans, returns to Little Caesars Arena on Saturday, February 11th at 8 p.m. Witness the most played rivalry in the history of college hockey as the Maize and Blue and the Green and White battle for the Iron D Trophy and in-state bragging rights in the heart of the Motor City. Tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the ultimate annual Clash on Ice. Visit 313presents.com or Ticketmaster today.
Enter to win tickets at PatriotDetroit.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Before abortion was legalized, pro-abortion activists claimed tens of thousands of women died from illegal back-alley abortions. One of those people, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, later admitted those numbers were totally false. According to the U.S. Vital Statistics, only 39 women died from illegal abortions the year before Roe v. Wade. Today, the extreme pro-abortion organization called Occupy Democrats claims the same outrageous numbers. They also claim Roe was the end of women dying from abortions. This is another lie. Hundreds of women have died from legal abortions since Roe. And those are only the reported ones. Most go unreported. Abortion advocates will say and do anything to keep the lucrative abortion industry humming along while women and their babies suffer.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Mike Gallagher is looking for an apology.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor literally said from the bench of the Supreme Court, we've got 100,000 children in hospitals with COVID, and the whole world laughed at her because that's a lie. I guess if you're a Supreme Court justice, you can lie and get away with it. Where's her apology, by the way?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.
...800-923-9385. 20 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock talk with Darryl Wood. Incredible that the Biden administration believes that the best way to protect the rights of women seeking abortions is to force the issue by expanding government power and declaring a national emergency, a national health emergency, regarding abortion. Pro-life groups blasting the administration, as you might imagine, for falsely treating pregnancy like a disease after Axios broke the news on Tuesday that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under Xavier Becerra is weighing the possibility of declaring a public health emergency over abortion. Quote, Biden's abortion-obsessed administration wants to basically declare martial law to take control of our society with the same health care regulations used to control Americans during the height of the COVID crisis. This is an abuse of a process that was created to save lives, not end them, end quote, said President of Students for Life, Kristen Hawkins, in a statement to Breitbart News. Quote, even so, we saw how the regulations were abused and used against Americans when it really was a health issue being debated. But pregnancy is not a disease, and its fake cure is not abortion, end quote, Hawkins continued. Quote, the best health care in the world should be used to see both mother and child safely cared for and loved. Violating people's rights of conscience to push abortion in all 50 states using the thuggish tactics of Biden's weaponized HHS and DOJ will be opposed with all our resources. We are already taking steps to address this. And before the break, we talked about the legal measures that Jay Sekulow, senior counsel at the American Center for Law and Justice, is proposing be used to stop this move.
And then the declaratory judgment comes in and says, we declare that what the federal government is proposing here or is doing is in fact unconstitutional or violates statutes. And here it would be a statutory violation. So that's how we're going to handle it. But it's interesting that they're seeking an emergency because they will also, I guarantee you, they will start regulating even further the pro-life resource centers, of which we've got our team working with them from coast to coast right now because they're already being regulated or attempting to be regulated out of business.
Yeah, so they're going to take a two-pronged move. They're going to get a restraint, and then they are going to get a declaratory judgment, and then they are going to get this thing declared unconstitutional. That's one way to handle it. Other organizations will do what they can to assist in stopping the Biden administration from making de facto law from the Oval Office and using other government bureaucracies to violate things like the Hyde Act. The Hyde Amendment's there to make sure that government money, taxpayer dollars, are not used for abortion. But when did what the law had to say ever stop the Biden administration from breaking it? 800-923-9385. And then there is the case of Mark Houck, who was rousted out of his bed early in the morning and arrested by an FBI SWAT team of about 25, according to his wife's recounting of the day they showed up, they being the FBI, at the behest of the Biden administration's Department of Justice, to take him into custody for opposing the government's position on abortion. 800-923-9385. All of this by saying he violated the FACE Act. The FACE Act. The FACE Act, of course, says that if you are forcibly preventing people from obtaining an abortion at a clinic, blocking their ability to do so, then you can be taken to task legally. But that was not the case where Mark Houck was concerned. Mark Houck was assisted by attorneys at the Thomas More Law Center. The Thomas More Society came to bear, brought their legal resources to bear on the situation, defending Mark Houck. Even after the FBI invaded his house with guns drawn, pointed at him, his wife, and his children, in early morning hours, arresting him in front of his wife and children, booking him for violation of the FACE Act, and then putting him on trial. That is when, of course, the Thomas More Society got involved and took over the case for Mr. Houck. And representing Mr. Houck received a decision, thank goodness, this week that vindicated Mark Houck. Mark Houck, who was charged with violating the FACE Act, has beaten the government in court. His attorney, Peter Breen, of course, saying that the government had no basis for bringing this case, which at one point was thrown out, and the government resurrected it.
The FACE Act, the federal act that they charged here, is about access to the clinics. It's not about dealing with issues down the sidewalk. And this issue should have been in the municipal court. It actually was. And the municipal court threw it out because Mr. Love wouldn't show up for trial. Biden, that DOJ sent their best prosecutor, the top guy for FACE prosecutions from Washington to help deal with this case in Philly. And that jury, once we finally got it seated fully, took about an hour to find Mark not guilty on all charges.
Yeah, you heard him talking about the individual who brought charges against Mr. Houck. His name was Bruce Love, 72-year-old clinic escort who helps women get to the building and then procure whatever medical services they are there for, in this particular instance, abortions. Mr. Love did not even show up for the trial. And in addition to that, as you heard him say, didn't take the jury long decide that Mark Houck was not guilty of anything for which he was being charged. Peter Breen.
Our hope here is that a message was sent to Washington, D.C. to stop this harassment of sidewalk counselors who are just trying to provide alternatives to those who are facing an abortion decision. And I hope, again, this will be one of those points where a change is made. And so no one else will have to suffer.
Yes, suffer the weaponization of a government bureaucracy being used against them because their opinion differs from the government's. A government that now wants to use emergency authority to extend the ability to get an abortion, even if in your state there are strict or restrictions against abortion. 800-923-9385. I don't know about you, but what I'm describing sounds to me like pure evil. But maybe you think I'm acting way too strongly, speaking about it way too hyperbolically. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Out to the phones we go. Let's say hello to Mike in Detroit. Mike, thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah, Daryl. It always kind of freaked me out about the fanaticism of the left when it comes to pro-life and the sanctity of life. What is there to argue about? You know, I mean, you're not making women carry a baby to term or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, and the emergency youth authorization was designed for a specific patient population, you know, of elderly people with comorbidities where there was a true emergency room, but of course, or emergency, I'm sorry, medical emergency, you
That's
know,
right.
And everybody cooperated with it, but they pervert, once you give them power, they just won't let go of it. They're trying to expand it in any way they possibly can.
Absolutely.
They just won't let go of it.
That's right.
And it's almost like also a purging. Because you wonder, what's the fanaticism against the pro-life movement? Well, it's almost like when you're purging these people from politics and everything else, it's like the CRT, it's like the so-called vaccines, which aren't vaccines. Vaccines are a stimulation of the natural immune system. You know, mm-hmm. It's a anti-biological warfare agent, and COVID was developed as a biological warfare agent in the Chinese lab, you know. But I think they're using CRT, vaccines, and, you know, the idea of the pro-life movement. They're purging people who want to disperse the government's power, you know. They believe in the Constitution, which is the purpose is there to disperse the power, you know, not leave it in the hands of just a few, you know. And the Roe versus Wade decision disperses power to the states,
That's
you know,
right.
And they want to consolidate power. It's just it just seems it's all tied in together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Power of the state.
That's right.
I can't figure it any other way.
Well, but your assessment, your perspective on it, Mike, is crystal clear. And if you could explain it to others just as clearly as you enunciated it here, we'd be a lot further ahead if folks understood exactly what was happening with regard to this power dynamic that the government is trying to put over on the American people using this issue of abortion. Really? Mike, thanks so much for another great call. 800-923-9385. More phone calls to take with regard to this and related issues. Other stories to talk about related to this issue. We'll do just that when we come back.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And so I think we're seeing this pushback from teens of wanting more independence because they should have more independence.
As your child grows into those teen years, letting go can be a challenge. Here's Jesse Manassian on Focus on the Family Minute.
They should be making more decisions. And moms, we are so guilty of helicopter parenting and lawnmower parenting, trying to clear the way in front of them. And we need to let them fail, let them try and fail, let them make some of those choices, and then take it with a grain of salt. Jim, I know you've said take the long view of parenting, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, for me, I have lowered my standard of what I expect for my teens as they enter those years from perfection down to, I just want them to know that they're loved, and I want them to know where to find Jesus.
Love your teen and be there for them when they fail and point them to Jesus. More from Jesse at FamilyMinute.org.
The Dennis Prager Show.
The U.S. has suffered nearly 300,000 more deaths than usual in more than 2 years of the pandemic that cannot be attributed to COVID, with researchers blaming lockdowns and delays to health care. If you know that the lockdowns were damaging, especially to young kids, do you still trust your doctor?
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot. Start your mornings with Hugh Hewitt, informing and entertaining with a mix of news, discussion, and opinion. Weekdays from 6 to 9 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot. The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
...800-923-9385, 34 minutes past the hour. You may not know it, but tomorrow is a very special day in this country. There will be a commemoration unlike others. It is the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. National Gathering of for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Let me say it one more time clearly. The National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Now, not everybody in this audience, I understand, is a religious person. I understand that. And if it doesn't apply to you, I'm not talking to you. But there are people in this audience who are outright atheists, who believe in the value of just such days, if only for their symbolic importance and the relationship of such days to the fundamental underpinnings of the founding of this republic, our Judeo-Christian values and ethics, something you almost never hear anyone, particularly in the academic sphere, and many times in the political spectrum, ever talk about. 800-923-9385. A lot of people believe that these are just times and periods in the history of the country that we can eventually excuse, dismiss, and outright erase. 800-923-9385. But there's a representative out of Georgia, Andrew Clyde, the Republican, who says that not only is this nation in grave danger for the kinds of decisions being made by the administration with regard to the issue of human life, lamenting the overturning of Roe v. Wade, particularly on January 22nd, but he rather thinks January 22nd ought to be remembered not for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, or not for the institution of Roe v. Wade, more specifically, in contrast to its overturning, but it ought to be remembered as a day of tears, a day of tears, to which he is offering a resolution with regard to where this country ought to be headed.
But in the face of President Biden's pro-abortion agenda, we must do more to defend the sanctity of human life. May God raise up more warriors to protect innocent life, because life, after all, is our first and foremost fundamental, unalienable right. Last week, I proudly introduced with nearly 90 original co-sponsors the Protect the Unborn Act to block and defund President Biden's pro-abortion executive orders. Congress must take action to protect the unborn and prevent taxpayer dollars from funding the left's radical and destructive abortion agenda. We must never downplay the evils of abortion. As an unapologetic pro-life advocate, I am proud to defend the unborn and fight for the sanctity of life.
Yeah, fight for the sanctity of life. You don't have to go all religious about it, but I think it's good that we as a nation commemorate just such things during a time like that tomorrow during the National Gathering for Prayer and Repentance in D.C. Because as far as I'm concerned, America has a lot to repent for. 800-923-9385. America is the greatest nation in the history of the planet. I say it every single day. But let's not forget the areas where America needs a great deal of atonement. And this is one of those areas. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. To form a more perfect union, we need the government out of the abortion business. We need to leave these decisions to the various states. Get the federal government out, all the way out of the abortion business. Leave the decisions with regard to these things to state governments and local representatives, locally elected representatives who represent the people in the various states, 50 different laboratories of democracy. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Out to the phones we go. Let's say hello to Jim and Warren. Jim, thanks for the call.
Yeah, if Mr. House is guilty of anything, it would be genetics, which is parents or mammals protecting their young. You become a threat to my child, I'm going to deal with you. And then to bring up a failed case where the district attorney said, now there's no charges here, we're not charging it, no prosecution, and the federal government to pick it up. Can we talk about tyranny?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing on abortion, I've got a few friends that had them when they were younger, kind of a crisis, and they did it. And it's been 40 years for one of them, and every March, April, they get moody, and I have to make sure I check up on them and give them a little extra love and as a friend, because they kind of get down. The other one's in October, November, and it's haunted them for all of their life that they did it. It's not a 15-minute and this fixes everything. No, it'll be with them for the rest of their life. They'll be thinking about it.
That is exactly
about ending a life.
That is exactly right. Jim, you make a point that is so big, so consequential. I wish we could communicate it to every person in this country. But then again, for a lot of people, it's like bullets off the chest of Superman. It doesn't resonate with them because they have not gotten the message that we are not dealing with mere cells. We're not dealing with protoplasm. We're not dealing with something that pertains to a pithy saying like, my body, my choice. We're dealing with another human life. Jim, great point. Thank you. 800-923-9385. And I'm not here to say that you can't make the choice. I'm just saying be very honest with yourself about the nature of the choice you make, because you, as you just heard Jim say, you may live to regret it. You just may, unfortunately. 800-923-9385. Dial that number and talk with me about it. Back out to the phone lines. Let's speak with our good friend Ken in Livonia. Ken, thanks for the call.
Well, Daryl, speaking to those of faith, me being a Christian, I just want to make it very clear. Abortion is murder. There is no room for negotiations. There is no room for compromise on the issue. God, in his holy word, has made it very clear. He saw us before we were even conceived. He knows us, therefore, before we were even born. There is no way for someone to be a Christian and to be pro-choice. I look at Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and others that want to promote themselves as, oh, I'm a Catholic. I'm a practicing Catholic. No, you're not. I see people who say, I'm a Christian, I'm a faithful Christian, but then they say, but I'm pro-choice. Well, God says, you're not following me, and so Is it wrong to speak out against abortion? No. Those who speak out against abortion, those who march against it, are doing the right thing.
Ken, I greatly appreciate that perspective as shared on the program today. It is one perspective that is very important to many, many Americans. There are many other Americans who do not at all acknowledge the religious point of view, and that's okay. That's your choice. You're free to live your life that way in this country. But on this issue, the science is abundantly clear. You are not taking out protoplasm. You are not taking out a cellular clump. With regard to what we now scientifically know about the development of life in utero, it will never, ever be anything other than human. 800-923-9385. That argument's just too big to get around with an emotionless analysis of what it means to abort a human life, no matter what stage of development we're talking about. 800-923-9385. So again, I'm not saying you can't make the choice. I'm saying be honest about the choice you're making. And when you hear people like Ken use the word murder, he's not lying. Murder invokes the perspective of premeditation, premeditative thought on the issue of taking an innocent human life. What would you call it? If, in fact, we have established that the life is human, and we have, then to decide to stop it is a premeditated decision which would tend toward murder. All I'm saying is be honest. Be honest about what it is. We've had decades and decades of people lying about the true nature of the decision. It's time for the lies to stop. And if you're all in for the pro-abortion agenda, just be honest about what it is. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK, because we've established abundantly and clearly over 50 years in this country that you as a person who may be faced with this decision one day has a right to make that decision. But just because you have a right to make it doesn't mean it's going to be one you're going to be able to live with. Think about that. 800-923-9385. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. We're back with Rob's call after the break.
Investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-218-6710, 800-218-6710,
218-6710, 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-337-8051. That's 800-337-8051. 800-337-8051.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Before abortion was legalized, pro-abortion activists claimed tens of thousands of women died from illegal back-alley abortions. One of those people, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, later admitted those numbers were totally false. According to the U.S. Vital Statistics, only 39 women died from illegal abortions the year before Roe v. Wade. Today, the extreme pro-abortion organization called Occupy Democrats claims the same outrageous numbers. They also claim Roe was the end of women dying from abortions. This is another lie. Hundreds of women have died from legal abortions since Roe. And those are only the reported ones. Most go unreported. Abortion advocates will say and do anything to keep the lucrative abortion industry humming along while women and their babies suffer.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing strategy. And when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, I'm sure he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up?
Hi.
Over 200 digital media strategists with all the current digital tools, resources, and training, bringing your business the real results you need. These are the people who are passionate about your marketing success and will work 24/7 to deliver customers to you and your business. So, Tim.
Yes, level 12. I'm going to be here all night.
Or the team at Salem Surround. Why trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Nationwide exposure, experience, and expertise. Let our team of experts focus on your digital marketing strategy so you can focus on your business. It's an easy decision.
To learn more about Salem Surround or for a free, no-obligation digital audit, visit us at surrounddetroit.com.
...800-923-9385, 51 minutes past the hour. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Even if you're not talking about things from a religious perspective, per se, you might still be interested in hearing what your American citizenry think in a latest poll about what's wrong with America. Most Americans in a recent survey indicate that the biggest problem facing this country right now is a lack of proper leadership, specifically at the government level. A lack of leadership at the government level. That's what a lot of Americans actually believe at this particular point in time. According to an article that appears in the New York Post, Americans now say that a lack of leadership from President Biden and the Congress is the country's biggest problem, outpacing inflation, immigration, the state of the economy, that according to the poll released Monday. Despite Americans getting socked in the wallet, quote, the government, poor leadership, end quote, takes the number one spot over inflation over the past year, with 21% of Americans naming it as the most important problem facing this country today, in closed quotes. That compared to 15% who said the same this time a year ago. 21% today, 15% a year ago. It's becoming obvious to more and more Americans that we have a crisis of leadership in this country. 800-923-9385. Back to the phones we go for this, the final segment of the program. Rob's in Livonia. Rob, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Daryl. Do you own a CD player?
Yes, I do.
The reason I ask is because I have a VHS tape. It's so old, of the Concerned Women for America convention in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
There's no visual presentation. It's all just, you know, commentary. But hearing what these people had to present told me a lot about what's going on in this country. We've been under assault from the Marxists since for more than 70 years, maybe 75 years. And I want to send you a copy of this CD, or if you don't have it, I can always try to turn it into a DVD. But it explains a lot of what's going on. And I may have mentioned in a previous program that thanks to stumbling on a book by a late Richard Wurmbrand, who was a Romanian pastor, I learned that Marx was not a God denier. He was a God hater.
Yes.
And that's what we're seeing. The murder of the unborn is just the killing of God's creation,
mm-hmm.
because you've got haters. And I do recommend a book. I've mentioned it to you probably before, Takedown from Communist Progressive, How the Left has Sabotaged Marriage and Family. And Paul Kanger, I'll actually probably send you a presentation by him as well, that he points out that in 1934 in Moscow, there were three times as many abortions as live births.
Mm.
It became such a problem that a man you've heard of, one of the world's greatest mass murderers, Joseph Stalin, actually mm-hmm. stopped abortion because he saw it was a real problem for Russia.
Sure. Absolutely. Just like they have now found out that it's a real problem for China, and just like it's a real problem for any country where the kind of population control by abortion has typically been practiced, this mass genocide with regard to either the unborn or the very young. Rob, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the insights. As usual, I'll be on the lookout for that CD. Yes, I have a couple of CD players. 800-923-9385. Jim, listening to the program in Inkster. Jim, thanks for the call.
Hi, Daryl. Yeah, you were just mentioning leadership of the Democrats. That's what we need to keep nibbling away at and biting on the kneecaps of to destroy, because the Democrats work hard to destroy our lives, our liberties, the Ten Commandments, our freedoms, the Constitution. Therefore, like you said, we need to, bite the kneecaps of their leadership to limit them. And the FBI and sometimes the CIA are the worst violators mm-hmm. of this.
Absolutely.
End of comment.
Jim, excellent comment, because to rein in the out-of-control leadership that we are now living with is the job of the people of the United States of America. It is the we the people moment in which we live, and it will not happen any other way. Let me say it again. It will not happen any other way. 800-923-9385. And when I say that, I am cautious to remember that there is also the element of the divine hand of providence with regard to not only the founding and the fundamental underpinnings of this republic we call the United States of America. Because we, whether you want to admit it or not, have been a nation that has been God-blessed in a way that no other nation has, simply because of the godly principles that have stood us in good stead over the eons of time. But that doesn't mean there isn't a statute of limitation on the grace of God with regard to America. And I think that you can see it if you just care to look about you and how this republic seems to be every single day in some way, shape, or form coming apart at the seams. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. It would be less than honest of me. It would not be intellectually honest. I would be disingenuous if I didn't mention the state of peril attendant to the way America is going at this moment in time. But I know that there are a lot of good people in this country who do not want to see that happen, who do not want to see this country go under. We were told a long time ago by a former president of the United States that if we forgot the fundamental underpinnings of the United States of America, our Judeo values and Christian values, our fundamental republicanism, that this nation would be one nation gone under. Don't forget that. And as there are those forces within the public sphere, education, government, economics, and others, working to erase any vestige of our spiritual heritage, let us fight earnestly to reclaim it, to teach it to our children, to call for it to be enunciated in the public square, loudly and full-throated. Elsewise, this will no longer be the United States of America. This will be some other country. And I don't know what country that will be. And I'll tell you, folks, I don't want to find out. Daryl Wood, for show's official observer, Luke Hammett, manning the controls, flying the ship, keeping us aloft this evening. We'll be back behind this microphone and the smoked glass tomorrow night. Until then, have a great evening.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.